This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for June 28th, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. GameStop, the video game chain, is getting into the comic book business. The chain announced that its stores would start selling comic books because they see the audiences as connected. You know, video games and comic books. And with the rise of Marvel and DC movies, they see a revival in interest in comic books with a new generation. That's good news for longtime comic book fans who've been worried about the decline of their local comic shops. A rising tide lifts all boats, and a national chain helps spread the availability of comic books. Anakin Skywalker is back, and he's pairing up with Grand Admiral Thrawn in a new book from Star Wars novelist Timothy Zahn. The novel Thrawn Alliances tells us about the famous Imperial tactical genius that Zahn created for his Heir to the Empire novels in the early 90s, his rivalry with Darth Vader during the Empire's heyday, and how he and Anakin Skywalker, Vader-to-be, teamed up during the Clone Wars. Thrawn is one of the most popular characters never to show up in the Star Wars movies, and fans were delighted for him to return to official canon from Legends Oblivion. Thrawn Alliances will be available on July 24th. We got a glimpse at SpaceX's first crewed Dragon spaceship this week, crewed as in holding a crew, as it prepared to undergo testing at a NASA facility. The privately owned Dragon is set for an uncrewed test launch this summer, and the photo was snapped at NASA's Plum Brook Station in Sandusky, Ohio, where it was engaged in engine testing in a simulated space environment. After testing is complete, the Crew Dragon will travel to Kennedy Space Center in Florida to prep for its first flight. A crewed flight could come in December. St. Mary MacKillop has come to the miraculous rescue of a non-Catholic bookstore owner in New Zealand. Warwick Jordan was facing the loss of his used bookstore in Auckland due to money problems. And since so many of the regular customers were Catholic priests, and he had a large Catholic book section, he wrote to the local bishop asking for a miracle. And that's what he got. The bishop offered to let him have the former home of Australia's only saint, St. Mary MacKillop, which Jordan calls a miracle. As a way of thanks, he's even ensured that the former chapel houses all the theology books along with information on the scene. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at SQPN.com. I'm Dom Bettinelli.